This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for a profound rethinking of global development parameters. Addressing the first session of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa today, Mr. Modi noted that while the G20 has long shaped global finance and growth, prevailing models have deprived large populations of resources and driven the overexploitation of nature, challenges felt acutely in Africa. He also noted that some historic decisions from the New Delhi Summit have been carried forward. The Prime Minister appreciated the South African presidency's work in skilled migration, tourism, food security, AI, digital economy, innovation and women's empowerment, and called for greater representation of the Global South in global governance structures. Mr. Modi proposed for establishing a global traditional knowledge repository under the G20. Built on the Indian knowledge systems, this initiative would serve as a global platform for traditional knowledge and help preserve humanity's collective wisdom for future generations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held meetings with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Canadian Prime Minister Mike Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they are delighted to announce the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation Partnership today. He added that the initiative will deepen collaboration between democratic partners across three continents and three oceans in emerging technologies, support diversification of supply chains, clean energy and mass adoption of AI. He said they are looking forward to working together to guarantee a better future for the coming generations. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi also met UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this year has brought new energy to the India-UK partnership and they will keep driving it forward across many domains. Mr. Modi also had a productive conversation with Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, on the sidelines of the G20 Johannesburg summit. Prominent international organizations such as the International Labour Organization and the International Social Security Association have welcomed government's announcement to bring the four labour codes into effect. They have recognized the reforms as a major step towards strengthening social protection, enhancing minimum wage frameworks and building institutional capacity. These global bodies highlighted that India's efforts contribute significantly to the wider international discourse on inclusive and modern labour systems. Labour and Employment Ministry said that their remarks further underscore India's growing leadership in shaping global labour and social security standards. In Telangana, 37 underground members of the banned CPI Maoist, including three senior state committee members, have returned to the mainstream in Hyderabad. They include 25 women who surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police B. Shivdhar Reddy. They also surrendered 8 firearms, including one AK-47 and some live ammunition. Addressing the media, Mr. Reddy said it is one of the most substantial setbacks to the banned party in recent years. The DGP further said the collective decision of the 37 cadres was influenced by the recent appeal by the state government to renounce violence and return to civilian life. In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and its adjoining areas, the Commission for Air Quality Management, or CAQM, has revised the graded action plan for the Delhi NCR region. According to the CAQM, some Stage 4 regulations will now be implemented in Stage 3, including provisions allowing 50% of staff in government, private and municipal offices to work from home. The Ministry of Education is organizing the fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate the deep civilizational links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi from the 2nd of December. The initiative honors the civilizational, cultural, linguistic and people-to-people linkages between the two regions, reflecting the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. In men's cricket, South Africa were 247 for the loss of 6 wickets in their first innings against India on day 1 in the second and final test at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when stumps were drawn this evening. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.